understand that the law that this was based on was a Missouri law that basically said, once free, always free. Essentially, if something happens to a slave where that slave status becomes free, no matter how that status occurs, once that status occurs, always free. So when slave owners would take their slaves into other states, ever free states, Illinois being an example, stay there for wasn't actually a specific amount of days, but roughly the amount of time it might take to establish some sort of residency. But at that point in time, that slave is free. So when the master would come back into Missouri, that slave was now free, but unfortunately the slave had to sue for that civil right under Missouri law. And then, of course, a trial would occur, the jury would make a decision, the judge would issue an order for the slave's freedom. Now, there were a lot of risk factors involved. One of the risk factors for these slaves is that if they lost, they would, as punishment, be sold to slave owners in Mississippi or Louisiana. Now, the reason that's important is that Mississippi and Louisiana had a reputation for the very harsh treatment of slaves. And that's where the phrase being sold down the river came from, that if you were a slave and you upset the owner here in St. Louis, you went to court and you lost, you could literally be sold down the river into a much harsher life. And so that was a huge risk for these slaves who went to court. Because for the lawyers, they were obviously, like all lawyers, had a certain status in society. And this was a city where, there were plenty of slave owners. And you were obviously running the risk of having problems with getting clients, problems with your movement in society. There were risk factors, particularly since you had to do it for free.